It's Get Well Wednesday. Now coming up, Dr. Oz is going to be on the show on Get Well Wednesday. Also coming up, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he's talking about chronic myeloid leukemia. Myeloid leukemia on Get Well Wednesday. But right now, we have Dr. Danette Arthur. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom Sybil and J. Anthony Brown.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Tomorrow is the Great American Smokeout Day.
That's correct. That's correct.
Where people are encouraged to stop smoking.
Not to go out and smoke, Jay.
Come up with a plan. Come up with a plan to quit smoking.
That's correct.
Right. For better health. This is the, how many years for this?
Wow, it seems like
forever.
Many, many years.
Yeah. Are people smoking less?
Well, they're smoking less, but we still need to make a dent in the amount of smokers. There are 46 million adults in the United States that smoke. 5.6 million are African American. And each year, 45,000 African Americans die from smoking-related illnesses. And, of course, the death rate from smoking caused diseases is much higher than African Americans. And we're talking about higher than AIDS, homicide, diabetes, and accidents.
Do you think this is because people are more motivated for health reasons to stop smoking? Or is it because a pack of cigarettes costs as much as a mortgage?
Well, you know, speaking of cost, each year, particularly in the African American community, we spend $11.2 billion a year on cigarettes. So I'm not sure if because of cost, a lot of people are not smoking, so we still see a lot of
Have you checked the price of a pack of cigarettes?
That's being conservative. That's, let's say, it's $6 a pack. That's being very average. Of course, it's much more than that if you're spending $7 to $8 on a pack of cigarettes.
$7 to $8? How about $10 or $11?
Yeah, it could be that high.
Especially in New York.
It can't be that high.
Yeah. Do you think it's an addiction?
Well, we don't think it's addiction. We know it's addiction. It's actually a diagnosis called nicotine dependence. Just as dependent as cocaine or heroin, nicotine is a dependence, and we need to view it as a disease. And I think if we did view it as a disease, perhaps more people would take it seriously. I think more doctors would advocate smoking cessation. And probably we can encourage more patients to stop smoking.
Your mind tells you that you want to smoke.
Exactly. There are three triangles.
So you can't change your mind?
Well, you know, that's asking a person who's morbidly obese. You can't change your mind to stop eating a lot. I mean, it's an addiction. And there are three aspects to it. There's the emotional, there's the behavioral, and there's the physical aspect of it. Emotionally, you feel better when you stop smoking. It relieves your stress. Your behavior tells you to smoke. When I drink a cup of coffee, I need a cigarette. And then physically, once you stop smoking, your body automatically craves more nicotine, and that's where the addiction part comes in. So it is difficult, but it's not impossible.
Because it's all mental.
It's not all mental. Part of it is physical because your brain has become adapted to the nicotine. So therefore, you do actually have physical cravings where you do want another cigarette.
I sometimes find it hard to find the difference between what is comfortable and what is addictive. People do things because they're comfortable with it, and then they say to themselves, they make up their minds that I need this to be comfortable, and then they take the easy way out and say I'm addicted.
Well, you know, the easy way to look at this, Tom, is
but I'm just a DJ. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor.
When it comes to any type of addiction, there's always a physical and chemical component to the addiction, but at the end of the day, it is a choice. So you have several components to it. So you're partially right. You still have a choice, even though you are addicted to the nicotine or cigarette.
It's Get Well Wednesday. If you have a question for our doctor, Dr. Danette Arthur, text her at 646-464-000-OHOHOH. Thank you, Dr. Arthur.
Thank you.
She'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right.
You too.